أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. تذكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سوى تيرے کوئی سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل بجزا ہے کہ کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے مجھے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے مجھے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے کوئی کشتی غم کا نہ خدا بھی کوئی کشتی غم کا ہے نا خدا بھی میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ محمد ریسائٹڈ دس بیوٹیفل حمد ہی از ان ہز بچپن ان ہز چائلڈ ہڈ ڈیز ہی از اونلی 11 ایئرز اولڈ اور 12 ایئرز اولڈ اینڈ آئی ایم ان مائی بچپن 55 So he is in Bachpan and I am in Pachpan. So there must be a difference in the voice and in the recitation. So you must not do comparisons. Nevertheless, the meaning of this, if we only understand, then it has a great impact on the heart.
Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے
او اللہ بسائڈ یو آئی ہیو نو سپورٹ ہو ایلس از دیر دیٹ از اوور سپورٹ بسائڈ اللہ تعالیٰ Our life is not in our hands. Our hearing, our speech, our sight, our heart, liver and lungs. Which person can say that in reality it belongs to him? That he's got full control over all these faculties. Whenever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decides to snatch these ni'mats away, he can snatch it away. So there is no such thing as drowning in pride. This property is mine, these cars are mine, gold and silver is mine, oil wells are mine, kingdom is mine. Yes, for the purposes of this world, Allah Ta'ala made us owners for a little while. But in reality, everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And He is our support. We have to turn towards Him whether we like it or not. The more we distance ourselves from Him, the more life will become problematic, full of worries, full of difficulties, full of anxieties. Our homes, which were supposed to be Jannat on earth, will become Jahannam on earth. The more we disobey Allah Ta'ala, and that disobedience is not only that we didn't make namaz. Some people will make namaz, but they will be unjust to the wives, to the children, or to the clients, to the customers, or to the laborers, to the workers. So that injustice also is a great sin. Now when the person is going to be unjust in whichever department of his life, then the reaction will be that Allah Ta'ala will make his life miserable. He will have children, but they will not be his. He will have wives, but they will not be his. He will have home, but that home will not be his, meaning that that home will not give him comfort and ease and peace.
Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
There is no one else who is ours besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the only one that we can put our faith and our trust in. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. People of this world, they are be wafa. You cannot really trust. How many people have been betrayed by those very ones that they trusted? It's no secret, everybody knows. That the ones that they trusted, they were the ones they said that let them down. They betrayed that trust. So ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. They don't even know what is the qeemat and the value of trust. Trust is such a precious commodity, they don't even know the value of that. So then why should we give our hearts to the dunya walas? Give our heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, you make use of all the ni'mats that Allah ta'ala has given. But the more the obedience to Allah ta'ala, the more we turn towards Him, the more Allah ta'ala will make our lives peaceful. And this peace and happiness and contentment is something that is given within the heart. It is not something that is outside. The ni'mats of the outside, they give comfort to the body. We are feeling hot now, so we've got the air conditioner on, so it cools our body, cools our skin. If we are feeling cold, we put the heater on, it warms our skin. But a person whose heart is restless with worries, then neither does that air conditioner help, and nor does that heater help. Here, because we are sitting in a majlis, in the masjid, which is a Nurani majlis, because the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they enshroud those gatherings where zikr of Allah ta'ala is made. That the recitation of the Quran Sharif, the recitation of Naat Sharif, the recitation of Hamd, all this is zikr of Allah ta'ala. So therefore you find that sukoon and that peace. But if a person just puts the air conditioner on in his own room, but his mind is in all those problems of his, then that air conditioner does not do any job. It cannot cool the heart. And the heater cannot warm the heart.
Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Can be translated and explained in many different ways, but in our South African context, that this person, he can take his family and go on to the sahil of the ocean, he can go to the shores of the seas, take the family, go and have a picnic there. Nobody is saying it is haram. If there is an area where there is some seclusion and a person goes and has a picnic with his family, nobody says it's haram. What I am saying is this, that samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. As I said, that there are many ways of explaining this, but I am talking about it in the South African context. That people want to travel out, we want to go to the resorts, we want to go to the holiday destinations. Again, it's not haram to relax the mind and body, it is permissible. But you can take them where you want, and you can go on holiday where you want. You can go and have a vacation wherever you want. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not happy, then wherever we go, we will go with our problems. The person will take his wife and children with, he will fight there on the shores of the ocean. He will take his wife and children, he'll fight in the hotel. So much so that he'll take his wife and children, he'll fight even in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. If he hasn't got Allah ta'ala with him, and if he's not obedient to Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will fight everywhere. And it's a reality. We have traveled out many, many times, alhamdulillah. And we have seen what happens. Right in Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, threats of talaq, threats of divorce, and fights and arguments and swearing and raising of voices. Not only there, even in Arafat, right in Arafat. Why? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is displeased. Allah Ta'ala is displeased. So now wherever the person goes, he goes with the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And as a result, he doesn't find peace and happiness anywhere. There is no other solution but to get back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجیں مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجیں مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجیں مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے
نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے Now he's talking about those who are the Ahlullah, those who have got Allah Ta'ala in their lives, those who made a little bit of effort and they brought Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala into their lives, Allah Ta'ala into their hearts, those who purified their hearts. Wherever they are going, they've got Allah Ta'ala with them. Then he says, Nahi khatma hoti hai mauje musalsal. Just as the waves of the ocean, there is no end to it. It just goes on and on and on. If a person sits there by the seaside and he watches the waves of the ocean, it just goes on and on. Nahi khatma hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. He says, just as those waves of the ocean, there is no ending to it. In the same way, these waves of the muhabbat and the love of Allah Ta'ala which flow in my heart, there is no shore for it. Those waves of the muhabbat of Allah which flows in my heart, there is no shore. They just go on and on and on. Now this is something that we can talk about, but it's got nothing to do with speech. It's got something to do with experience. If we purify our hearts, if we get this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then whether we are driving our car alone, or we are sitting in our homes, or we are engaged in some activity, but these waves of the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they will continue flowing. And as a result, this person will restrain himself from anything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. And it will be easy for him to do everything that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because of these beautiful waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. There is no short to it. And it is not reserved only for some people that are born angels. Allah Ta'ala has promised it for anyone who adopts taqwa. And taqwa is restraining ourselves from haram and fulfilling the orders of Allah Ta'ala. Simple, it is not very difficult. But for everything there is some effort that is required.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal mere behre gham ka kanara nahi hai koi kashti ye gham ka hai na khuda bhi koi kashti ye gham کہے نا خدا بھی میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے
کوئی کشتی غم کہے نا خدا بھی this boat of غم of the love of Allah تبارک و تعالی there is a pilot for it And this gham, even if you say that in the pain of the longing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which the person has in his heart, or the person is taking that pain on his heart of restraining himself from haram. So you must not think that there is no pilot for that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he gives this person support. He gives this person contentment. He gives this person istiqamat. and he gives him happiness and joy and satisfaction that I took the pain for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. Oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, the prison is far more beloved to me than that towards which these women are calling me. Zulaykha and the women, they're trying to seduce me. I prefer going into the prison, and it is ahabbu ilayya, very much beloved to me. Now that, what makes that prison beloved? We will say that that illicit love relationship was far more better, na'uzubillah. So what is it that makes that prison beloved? That a person prefers going into the prison, but not disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because Allah ta'ala then gives that person gardens in his heart. Allah ta'ala gives that person gardens in his heart. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai, nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Oh Allah, whosoever is not yours, then he is not ours. If the person is Allah Ta'ala's, then he is ours. That means we will make that person our friend. We will make him our beloved. If he is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's, if he is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, if he is faithful to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we too will befriend that person. We will have a place in our heart for that person. We will have a love and liking for that person. Why? Because he is Allah Ta'ala's. Allah Ta'ala is our beloved, so whosoever is the lover of our beloved Allah, then he will be our beloved. Simple as that. And if he is not the lover of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that means he is not obedient to Allah Ta'ala, or she is not obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So then we will not have love in our heart. Yes, we will have a kind of business dealing sometimes with those people, even if they are non-Muslims. We will have other communication and casual meeting and concern about the person's welfare to some extent, but we are talking about giving the heart in love to somebody. Then that we will only give if that person is Allah Ta'ala's. If he is Allah Ta'ala's, then we will also have love for him. But if he is not Allah Ta'ala's, then we are not going to have that kind of love for the person that we give our heart. Because that person is going to go towards haram, so he's going to drag us also towards haram. So either we have the strength and the power and the capacity to pull that person towards haq and towards halal and towards obedience of Allah Ta'ala, or we distance ourselves. Because if we don't have that capacity to pull that person towards the right path, then that person is going to pull us towards the wrong path. One of the two things is going to happen. Either we will influence or somebody will influence us. One of the two things must happen. Either we will influence or the person will influence us. So if that person is a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then we will have a place in our heart for it. But if that person is not Allah Ta'ala's, then we do not want to go in that same track. And this is our major problem these days. We have given our hearts to anything and everything. Muhammad, come.
Mubarak tujhe ho, e arz-e Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai, e shahar-e Madina. Mubarak tujhe ho, اے عرض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں رشک فلا کہو پھر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ
The person goes to Medina Sharif. There's no time now to go into detailed explanation of the whole North Sharif. But just one part of it. That if a person goes to Medina Sharif, then he definitely visits the mountains of Uhud. And Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said that Uhud loves us and we love Uhud. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to visit Uhud. On Thursdays he used to go and visit the Shuhada of Uhud. So 70 Shuhada, 70 Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they gave their lives in the battle of Uhud. And they wrote the history of Islam with their blood. Those companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, their blood was not cheap. All the walis of the world, the greatest of all walis, if they all get together, they cannot reach the status of an ordinary sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine 70 great sahabas, they were martyred in Uhud. Now that is what you term as loyalty and faithfulness to Islam and to Deen and to Sharia and to Medina Sharif and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at their loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That they gave their blood, they gave their lives, but they did not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For the sake of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they gave their lives. So whoever will go there, he will be told that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he lies buried here. Hazrat Abdullah bin Jashi, right, lies buried here. Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, no, he lies buried here. And so many other sahabas of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not have the power to send down one angel to destroy all those kuffar, or to destroy those people who had come to attack the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Sodom and Gomorrah, when the people engaged in homosexual activities, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to turn the earth upside down. So on the tip of his wing, he took the earth right up until they even heard the sounds in the heavens, and then turned the earth upside down. And then Allah Ta'ala rained stones on them and destroyed all of them. Each stone had the name of a person. Allah Ta'ala sent the Ababil and destroyed the army of Abraha. He sent Ababil and destroyed the army of Abraha. So could not have Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent the Ababil or sent someone, some angel, just one angel, who could have destroyed all those people, and the lives of those sahabas could have been saved. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that we wanted to take from amongst them shaheeds. That this is a category also on whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed his favors. أَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So this was the status that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to give to them of shahadat, and to leave for mankind a lesson till the day of Qiyamah, that a Muslim, a person who has believed in Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is prepared to give his life, but he does not disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now here we are not even asked to give our lives. All we are told is that restrain ourselves from haram. But we fall headlong into haram. Little temptation and we go headlong into it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of restraining ourselves. May Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with his muhabbat, with his love, with his yaqeen, with his ma'rifat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with the best of this world and the akhirat. And may Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.